Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, Asia. My name is John Graham. I have a pending charge from your organization. I didn't buy anything from your organization today.
Can I hold for just a moment? Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
95821.
Can I have your name, please?
John W. Graham.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
2150 Auburn Boulevard, Sacramento, California.
Okay, thank you for just a second. So by looking at your account, looks like you had got our MVV smartwatch that helps calculate your steps, monitor your heart rate. And you also got our MVV earbuds.
Oh, what now?
You got our headphones. You can connect that to your Bluetooth.
No, I didn't get a headphone. Listen to me for a moment.
And it was a 14-day trial period.
Yes, and I paid the $109.47 for the phone, and now it just keeps getting worse, and it's a different. First, it was HealthWell or something like that. Now it's a different organization. Do I need to report you guys?
Because
it seems like every time I turn around, I didn't order headsets.
And you never ordered a watch?
I ordered the watch, and I paid for the watch.
Okay, so you paid the shipping, which is $6.97. And
I did pay
that.
And you
also paid the shipping, which is $5.97 for the headphones as well, but your bank declined that. And as I stated, it was a 14-day trial period. After the 14-day trial period, you will be billed the full retail price, and there's no recurring charges. Once you pay that full retail price, you won't be billed again.
I already paid the $109.47 for the full retail price.
Correct.
So why am I getting billed again for something I didn't order? Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't order headphones, Bluetooth headphones.
Your bank declined that payment. $5.97.
For the headphones?
Correct.
Well, the charge I see is $29.97. So
that was
difference.
For a fitness app.
A what?
A fitness app.
And I never ordered that either.
Okay, so when you ordered the watch and the headphones, you got the fitness app.
Oh, so you're telling me that, just tell me I'm not going to get charged for anything else.
For the fitness app, that helps calculate your steps and monitor your heart rate. And that's $29.97 every month.
Every month?
Correct.
This is a scam. I'm not going to pay $29.97 a month for a watch that I ended up giving away. That doesn't make any sense at all. So, I don't know if I need to report you guys or whether or not you just...
What are you calling in to do, sir?
What? I want to cancel the fitness app because I don't see it on my phone. If it is on my phone, I never use it. Listen to me. I'm not paying $300 a year for a product that I don't use.
What I can do for you, I can provide you with a 50% discount to help you out.
You're trying to tell me that I can purchase something, but I can't cancel the contract. Is that right?
Okay, so I can get you canceled. Hold for just a moment. Thank you. And I also have your cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment, okay?
Yes.
Hey, let me know when you're ready to write it down. Okay, your cancellation number will be 60611.
60611?
Correct.
60611, cancellation number, correct?
Correct. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Thank you.